Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Randy Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, June 5, 1955, the Barbados Advocate reported that approximately 145 school children were served with lunch daily at the food center, which was located at Queen's Park in Bridgetown. According to the newspaper, the pupils were drawn from 9 schools all in St. Michael: St. Mary's Boys and Girls, Bay Street Boys, St. Ambrose, Roebuck Moravian, Richmond Girls, Westbury Girls, and Wesley Hall Boys and Girls Schools. The children were served between 12 and 1 daily, Monday to Friday. However, it was not children alone who benefited from the program. Some 322 adults, most of them pensioners, were also beneficiaries, receiving lunch daily between 1 and 3. Both groups were served different types of fish, including flying fish, as well as meat, vegetables, rice, and different types of soup. They were sat at 8 long tables with benches. The tables were covered with plastic tablecloths on which flowers were placed to create a, quote, homely atmosphere for the children, unquote. Ice water and plastic drinking cups were provided, and the children were required by the center superintendent, a Mrs. C.W. Wickham, to say a grace. The food was prepared by 3 cooks who used 2 large cauldrons with a capacity of 20 gallons. Some days, cooking was done there 3 times. In an interview with the Advocate, the church warden of St. Michael and future mayor of Bridgetown, Mr. Ernest Dighton Motley, reported that the number of children coming to the center had increased recently from an average of about 35 to about 145 daily, reaching as much as 160 children on one day, in particular, requiring on that day 90 pounds of rice and 350 flying fish to be prepared and served. What was the reason for this sharp increase? According to Mr. Motley, the increase occurred following the discontinuation of the daily lunch service provided by John Beckles at the Goodwill League, a service started some years before on the site of the public market. Furthermore, laborers, for reasons not explained in the article, were working reduced hours, doing only 1 or 2 days per week, which increased demand on poor relief services. According to Mr. Motley, he had anticipated an increase in numbers with the closure of the league's lunch service, but not to the extent to which it occurred. He was not, however, able to turn away hungry children who came to the center, especially if they were sent by head teachers. In addition, other schools, such as St. Barnabas, were at the time seeking to have meals provided for their students, a situation that, according to Mr. Motley, was under consideration. As the country learned on this day, June 5, 1955, the lunch service provided by the food center at Queen's Park was so extensive that it was extended to those who, because of distance or some incapacity, were unable to go to the facility and the prepared meals were sent to them.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.